Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yo, what it is, people? Y'all already know what to do. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We are here rocking with you today, March 4th, 2011. It's homecoming. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, we're going to get to Chase Baker's I'm So Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Here we go through the pregame throwbacks. I'm taking y'all back. You know what I mean? And we're going to tell you when they ask me. We're going to pull them right off Twitter, right out of the newspapers, right off the internet. Hell, you need your ass beat. So call us up, 347-857-4302. Like I said, it's part one of the whole coming for pregame radio. You feel what I'm saying? And we about to get it popping. But here we go. Chase Baker, I'm So Brooklyn. I'm back, Brooklyn. I'm home.
T-M-P. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo, I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it moves, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, we are back live pregame radio. Y'all already know what it is. We about to get into the throwbacks. But before we do that, I got somebody in the call room. They say what up. They waving their hand. So before I get into the throwbacks tonight, I'm going to get this caller, get them on the air, see what they want to say. 7410, you are live on pregame radio. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and anything like that. What's good?
Yo.
7410, you live.
Yeah, definitely. This is the boy, Cream Walls, the General of the Cash Administration. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay. What's good, man?
Ain't shit, baby. You know, grinding, baby. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see what's going on right now. My boy came up the city and shit with that blue and orange is going crazy right now. On High 97 and
yeah,
all that. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to actually get into that in a little bit. You know what I mean? But we're about to get into the pregame throwbacks right now.
I mean, let's
right?
get it.
And since this is, you know, because past couple of weeks, you know, pregame radio, we've been everywhere. We've been to St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? We went uptown. You know what I mean? Shout out to TGO. I said, we're in St. Louis. Shout out to Keywan, St. Louis, Tix, and all them.
That's definitely
came to, and we stopped home in Brooklyn for a little bit by way of Australia. Shout out to the homie Chase Baker.
No doubt.
You know. So now we're back home, so it's homecoming. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Part one, actually, of the homecoming.
Yeah.
So, and I figured who else could kick it off to start it out with than pregame approved artist BK Cashman and his squad, the Cashman Switch. I figured I'd make it a takeover.
Definitely.
Brooklyn's in the building. But, like I said, please call us up 347-857-4302. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building, getting it popping. And we're going to get into the throwbacks. Yo, I'm about to take y'all back with this one. You know what I mean? So if you want to throw the gun on there, pregame throwbacks is in effect. You know, I never mention them until I do, but I will tell you this much. An upcoming guest is thrown into the throwbacks this week, tonight. So if you can identify him, hit me up on Twitter and let me know what you think it is. African Black or pregame underscore radio, either one. I get them. All right, but let's get it going. Pre-game throwbacks. Here we go.
See, to live is to suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can catch it. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can catch it.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with their time and biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some flash, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I'm thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bit. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in the dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's my only I'd head off in my last. Just another look, come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart's gotten cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't get touched. Didn't need a click cause I scared that much. One deep with the starting for kicks. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks. Getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to fall in the morning before I could fly. I ate something. Couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a f- how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life.
What?
Like this, kept a n- with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm holed up.
What?
Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. And yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up. And yo, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can get up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like, damn, look how that got up. Open like a window. No more endo. Look at a video. Say to myself, that could have been yo. On the TV, believe me, it could be done. Something got to give, got to change. Now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel, and much respect to all my kept it real. Be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my fool, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you get yours because you do.
And yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. And yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. And yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. And yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. And yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
Now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Hey yo, Track Boy. This possibly be the biggest remix ever. Let's go. Track Boy.
Now which one of y'all wanna pimp? good people, you already know, Sugar Miss No Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, it's harder radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, Daddy?
Shout out to everyone on Twitter who's been keeping this trending topic going for oh so long. The segment of our show that we have called You Need Your Ass Beat. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Twitter, search pound, You Need Your Ass Beat. That's pretty much we highlight people who do the dumb shit or, you know, people, the things that people do that, you know, deserve for you to get your ass beat. You need an ass whooping. Like, shout out to iMac3, he said, if you're still buying color jeans in 2011, pound, you need your ass beat. So let's see what we got on the phone lines, who we got popping. 7410, you're back live. Hold on a second. Wow, well, apparently we're still going good. Then, of course, something that's coming, you know, fucking up. But that's what it is, and we rock with it, we roll with it. It's pregame radio, 7410, you're back live. We're going to get into this call right here, 4948. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and what's good. Hold on, caller, hold on. 4948, you live.
Brooklyn Black, what's good? It's your boy Chase Baker on the check-in.
Baker, what's poppin'? What's good?
You know, same old thing, man. Just in the crib, tuned in. Just want to shout out, say what up, and thanks
that's
for everything.
You know, it's homecoming, you know, tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, pregame radio here, a little road trip, you know.
Yeah.
We're home now. Back in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So, right now we're doing the segment, pound, you need your ass beat. Do you know any tendencies that people do that just get they ask you, or people that you all know who knew they asked you for the shit they've done this week?
Well, one thing that stood out to me is, like, when I'm driving and stuff, I see a lot of people crossing the street on their phones, walking in the traffic and not paying attention and looking at their phones, typing, text messaging and all that. So, you know,
if you
crossing the street,
you walk across the street, pounds, you need your ass beat. Before we go any further, I must announce that the beautiful, talented, one of the foundations of Free Game Radio, she's here after, I missed her. You know, she was here for Ladies Night and I wasn't here and all that. But, Lady Still, how you doing tonight? Lady Steele?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. Pounds, I need my ass beat because I'm calling into pregame mad late.
Going around, you need your ass beat. What's up, sweetie? How are you?
Nothing. I'm just coming in from dinner off of a shot of Patron and, like, two bottles of wine and about to indulge in some goose.
Okay, that's pregame for your ass right there. Let's see who else is on the line here. Block number, private number. Normally I don't answer these, but you live on pregame radio. What's good? State your name. I guess you want to say anonymous, but state your name, where you calling from, and all of that good stuff. What's good, private number? Wow, you don't know you're calling from a private number? Pounds, you need your ass beat. I'll put you back in the courtroom.
Pounds, y'all need your ass beat. You're supposed to let them know not to be calling from no damn private numbers.
You need your ass beat. You can't call in private number or not and fucking not know you're calling from private number and then put your hand
up like you want to get on air. Fucking bill collector about to put you on blast on air.
Shouldn't be though. I don't owe nobody nothing, so that's all. But that's all bullshit right there. But what's good, lady? Still, what's new with you? What have you been working on? Cause I haven't spoken to you since about last week. So what's going on?
Well, we have a lot going on. The website is under construction as we're speaking. And the company was definitely established within this week. It's an actual incorporation, Lady Steel, and the copyright is underway. So, yes, I'm going to be paid every time Lady Steel is used without my permission.
So all y'all going to need your ass beat
if y'all don't pay homage to me. Let me stop.
So wait. So... if Facebook deletes your page, will you still get paid?
If Facebook uses my name without me, that's me using Lady
Steel. Okay, once they delete your page.
Mark decides that he wants to use Lady Steel without contacting me, then, yeah, he's going to be paying me.
Okay.
And I'm still very salty at Mark for deleting two of my pages. Don't think that he's escaping the wrath.
Alas, excuse me. Who do we have on tonight? We got the cash administration here tonight. Oh, the cash administration is on tonight. Yes, cash administration's here tonight. And we got A-Squared tomorrow. You know, I felt like making Pregame Radio recognized again, you know? I felt it was a long time coming, you know, because we had all of the, you know, we had T1 and Capo Severe and all of this. We also had Chase Baker, but Chase Baker's international, so that just counts as, like, a whole different bunch of places, you know. But I feel
he still isn't going to be checking in and out because I'm, like, multitasking. I'm entertaining guests, like, on the check-in. So I will be calling back in over, but I'll be listening via my PC.
All right, so I guess you can hold down the chat room then.
Sure.
But you know, we're gonna get into Cashmere, Knicks anthem. And like I said, if you've been a Knicks fan for only about, let's say, 2-3 weeks, pounds, you need your ass beat, you dick rider fuckers. But we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
Brooklyn Black, am I on pregame radio right now?
You on pregame radio right now. It's the homecoming special, Cash Administration Takeover. You already know what it is.
See, now, how honored is the Cash Administration to have a TCA takeover on pregame radio? Big up to Brooklyn Black doing y'all thing at pregame radio. Is my girl Ed in the building?
Ed, she also has an prior engagement with the Remix Family Radio. Big shout out to them. She's over there. She's going to be bouncing in and out. She'll be here in a minute. But like I said,
okay,
right now,
and I heard Lady Steel and everything, but I really hope New York is listening, because that track, Blue and Orange, is off the chain. That, oh my goodness, I know New York is going crazy right now.
That song right there, that makes me proud to be a Knicks fan, you know? That makes me proud to be a Knicks fan. And like I said before, if you became a Knicks fan in the past couple of weeks, pounds you need to ask, because that means you wasn't never rocking. But
y'all still doing that?
Yeah, we still doing that. And you know, it's still going on Twitter as a trending topic only. It's fucking all right.
Well, I'm gonna be on Twitter trying to get people to live in that part of the show up too. But I'm listening. You know what I mean?
Real quick. One more caller. 1444. I'm kind of anxious because I know this number is supposed to be on the check-in, but I'm not sure. Let's see.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and step to the side real quick, let you guys be your thing. Big ups. Pre-game radio. What's up, everybody? All right, but I'm going to be on Twitter, everybody. I'm going to be on Twitter, living this thing up. So,
she's on it, so let's get it popping. Pre-game radio's in the building. We are live tonight. And I really don't know how many more times I can explain it. Don't worry, I'm trying to get all you callers up in here. As you know, me and Black Chocolate, we got a little beef going like Charlie Sheen and CBS, which is some funny shit. Did y'all see Charlie Sheen on the Today Show and all them other shows? He was straight up wildin', but let's see what it says. 1444. Let's get you up in here. You're live on pregame radio, man. He left us, but we'll try to get him back. You know, we'll try to get him back. We're still going on strong. Let's see, 4948. Let's see if we can get you up in here. You're live on Free Game Radio.
Yeah, it's still me. I'm just tuned in, man, listening. It's Chase Baker.
Chase Baker's still here. So we're still doing the damn thing. 7410, I know you remember the Cash Administration. Let's get it popping with you. Matter of fact, yo, Chase Baker, man. You seen Charlie Sheen, man?
Yeah, I seen Charlie Sheen be wildin'. Yeah, I seen him.
Yeah. Well, he only got one speed, one game, that's go. You know, what that guy doing him, Chick Lil B and whatnot. You know, what that guy doing him, I don't know.
Yeah, man, he tripping, man. He looking for that, you know.
Let's get like this. He got bread and all that. Why he wallet?
I don't know.
That's my thing.
He feeling a little neglected, man.
Is that what it is? Is that like what the price of fame brings, yo?
Yeah, man.
Like, you've been all over the world, like, you know.
Yeah, he's just trying to reshuffle the buzz, man.
All right. 1444, who this, man? 1444, you live on air.
She started another family after his dad died. Booba?
1444, you live on air. As I try to bring order to the switchboard here and try to get things correct
This is Cash Administration, Chief Business Officer. I'm trying to figure out when we're going to hear Cashman. Is Cashman on the line?
Wait, 1444, who's this?
This is Chief Business Officer, Cash Administration.
Okay, what's good? Oh, you want to hear some Cashman real quick?
I'm sorry?
You said you want to hear some Cashman real quick? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I thought we
were going to
hear Cashman.
Okay, well, I just played that Blue and Orange, but if you want some more, I can give you some more.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, let me hear some Blue and Orange, man. That song is hot.
You know, I just ratchet over that Blood Orange, you know.
All right, well, it's my time, because it's certainly his time now, as it is the Knicks.
But matter of fact, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this one for you. All right, we'll be right back on pregame radio. Like I said, that's why I've been ordered to the switchboard and see what's up. But check it out.
Yeah! Uh-huh.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
All right, check it out. Before we go any further, I need all members of the Cash Administration on the check and to press one on their phones right now. All members of the Cash Administration, press one on your phone right now.
All right. Now, here's how I'm going to do this. Before I let the cast administration back in the building, before I get them on air, I'm going to take a couple of other calls. We've got their hands up. And then, of course, it's just the takeover. We're going to sit back, play Young Hakeem Mars, Samia Cashmere, you know, play a few things, talk about some stuff. You know how we do it on pregame radio. But check it out. 3516. You got your hand up. Let me get you on air real quick. And let us know who you are, where you're calling from. You live on pregame radio. 3516, you're live.
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Chilling, man. I was trying to see if y'all had this artist named Chance on him, man.
Had who?
Named Chance, man. He from ATL, man. He bumping hard. Fresh artist,
nah,
new, man.
Nah, we ain't had none of that, but if you in his camp, you know, hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com, and we'll see you on getting him on the show. But
all right,
where,
cool.
Where you calling from, homie?
I'm calling from Selma, man.
From where?
Selma, Alabama, bro.
Selma, Alabama, all right. And what's your name, man?
Nazi McWilliams, man.
Okay, okay. Here's your time, man. You want to give a shout-out, say what up to somebody, what's good?
Man, I'm going to give a shout-out to my production team, Team DOE, Fly Live New York, my manager, Melante Davis. And that's about it.
All right, that's what's up. I'm going to put you back in the call. We're going to move on to the next caller. Thanks for being on the check.
I appreciate
it.
All right.
All right, let's keep it moving. 1167. What's good with you? What's popping? Let's see if we get you on air real quick. But like I said, cast administration, keep your hands down. I'm going to get to you in a second. We're going to get to these callers and keep the show moving. Just want to see you. Want to say what's up and anything like that, all right? It's still y'all to go. Still y'all show. Y'all still got it. All right, but 1167.
Yo, Black, what's good?
What's good? You live on there. What's popping?
What's popping? You tell me. What it look like?
Oh, is this the one, the only Deuce, the privilege was popping, man?
You already know. In the building. Should I be out here? You doing
okay.
Your thing and all that? That's what's up. Pre-game radio live in effect. That's what it is, Friday night.
Yeah, you know, we getting it going. You know, pre-game style. You know, get your drinks going. Get the stuff in the air. You know what I mean? We just straight chilling, but for those who don't know, let the people know who you are real quick.
I go by the name of Deuce the Privilege, the one, the only, young entrepreneur, network ENT all day. Let's get it.
That's what it is. Now, for those who don't know, Deuce Privilege is also an artist coming out of Brooklyn. Let the people know where they can hear you, GX Media, all that. Let them know.
Yo, you can reach me. You can hear me, gxmedia.biz. Got a little bit of everything going on, you know what I mean? But tonight it's all about Brooklyn Black and Cashmere. But if you need to reach me, holler at me on Twitter. I am GX Media. That's the company Twitter page. And you know what I mean? GXmedia.biz. If you ain't signed up, get on it.
That's what it is. I'm going to throw you back in the corner real quick, Deuce. Thanks for being on the check. We'll probably bring you back in a little bit to see what else is popping. Probably have you get down on a little cipher if you don't mind.
Yeah, let me know.
Right, that's what it is. So keep rocking with us. You know, sometimes you gotta ask motherfuckers like if they feel like freestyling, like, do you mind if we put you in on the cipher? Do you mind if we include you? All right, here's what we're doing. Cash administration, press one on your phones right now. Members of the cash administration, press one on your phones. State your biz. Let them know which one you are, who you are. Let's see if we get you up here on here. I swear to God, as soon as I get this next site up and station everything going, we're going to be leaving Blog Talk, so the number's going to be changing and all that. So keep it locked. Stay tuned with us. We'll let you know as it progresses.
All right, this shit right here is crazy.
Hello?
I said before, I tell you live on the air.
Yo. What's good?
All right. Save your gut, man. Who this?
It's Cremoz.
Cremoz is in the building. What's good, man?
Ain't nothing, you know, grinding, baby.
All right, so as I get the other members up in the building, please let the people know who you are, what you're about, where you're from, what brought you here?
Well, actually, you already know. I'm from East New York, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I'm the general of the Cash Administration, and I'm here to support my brother from another mother and father, you know what I'm saying?
Well, straight up, you actually, see, I kind of maybe gassed you guys, misled you, but see, Cash is already pregame approved. You feel what I'm saying? It's you and Young High that we are evaluating and putting under the scope tonight.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We try to see if you guys are pregame approved. You know what I mean? And I'll let you guys know what that entails and everything in a little bit. But 5458. Trying to get you on here. 5458, you are live on pregame radio. State your name, where you're from.
Yeah, man, it's Young High, man. I'm representing Manhattan, downtown Chelsea, 26. But like my son Cremon says, man, I'm also here to support my brother from another mother. And I'm here to tune into some new hits, you feel me? Get
well,
my stuff out
like
there.
I just told Cremage, it's, you know, you are actually a featured artist of the night.
Yeah.
You know, this show is the Cash Mission's a takeover, but you guys are headliners tonight.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I know we're going to rock it. I know they're going to love it.
You know, and that's for the people to decide, you know what I mean? So, anybody, please call us up, 347-857-4302. Matter of fact, here's what I'm going to do, because it's the takeover.
Definitely
is. That's just what I'm feeling. Before we get into your tracks, we're going to get into one more from your big brother, the big homie, the OG, the General El Presidente, Cashmere.
Let's get it.
That fucking Cashmere. On pregame radio, we'll be right back in a minute, you dig?
Show you with the gun, you OGs ain't nothing to me. Go play with somebody else.
cash or not. Get busy, get busy. Get busy, get busy. Y'all can't fuck with cash man. It's hip hop next generation. I throw rappers in a pot like bacon. Mix them up with some grits and cheese. Say my grace, get my fork, eat them up with ease. I'm something different. Prolific. I guarantee they don't kick it like I kick it. Cause I live it, they just spit it. And when they spitting, I done did it. I'm really about to bring hip hop forward. Not just in New York, all over. Ask me for help, I'ma give them the cold shoulder. Huh, you dudes need a foggy clover. I'm on another level, I'm about to beat the devil. Bury him in his grave and let him keep the shovel. None of y'all ain't nothing to me. I'm the new hip hop, what you fucking with me? Let's go. Can't fuck with
yo, what up? It's your boy Chase Baker, and every Friday night I'm locked in.
Yeah, we back live pregame radio. As I told you guys before, you know, shit gets crazy here, you know, but it is what it is, you know, but I believe the man of the hour is here. You know, like I said, I believe. I'm not sure. Not 100%. You know, I know we got Quimaz in the building. I know we got Young High in the building. But there's this one number right here, and it's jumping at me. And I'm trying to get it on air, but for some reason my switchboard right now is acting impossible. But I know you guys can still hear me, so, you know, keep it on going. Keep it, you know, motivating. You know what I mean? Because one thing, I play game radio, we don't lose our cool or none of that. Little obstacles hit our way and all of that. But we're going to get that going just in a minute, as soon as I get restore order to my switchboard. But, yo, know, Charlie C, man, he's crazy. And also, I'm going to throw a couple things out of here for discussion. Three things, and I'm not talking if you single and then you had a party and the one chick who's there with a friend and nah, like, because, of course, that's every single guy's dream or whatever, but, I mean, like, women, like, ladies, y'all doing that to spice up your relationship. Y'all go, you know, y'all bring up a girl or dudes, you bring it up, and your lady's with it. You know what I mean? And all of that. But before we get further into that, 0178. Like I said, I'm hoping this is who I'm thinking it is. Let's see if I can get a lock on him. This is really like a targeting system, straight him down. Because the thing moves, so you got to anticipate the move for it and then counter-strike it. You know, good thing I play video games or whatever. So if you're on Xbox, look me up, BIGDKLY, and I'm on there. Call of Duty 2K11, all that good stuff. But I'm still trying to get this number in here. Like I said, please bear with me. Y'all so welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Y'all already know the trials and tribulations that before pregame radio. And right now my screen's done with bananas, but we still rocking. As always, but let's see. Like I said, I threw in thing about threesomes, and also open relationships, do they really, like, is there really such a thing, you know what I mean? But 0178, please let us know, who's this?
Yeah, yeah, what's up? It's your boy Cashman. What's cracking?
I knew it. El Presidente. What's good, man?
Yeah, I come to rep my boys, man. You know TCA, we right here. I see Young High on the line, Cream Eyes on the line. I'm here, man. We just working, man. You know what I mean? Working this Blowing Orange joint, man. They got me out here in New York working. I was up at High 97, and I had to go to court this morning, so... It was crazy,
like,
so, you know, I'm just working, I'm out here working, I ran into a whole lot of people, they loving me out there, like, I done got hugs, signed a couple of autographs, it's looking real good, man, and now TCA is on pregame radio, about to tear it down. Y'all ready, High, Cream?
Yeah, now, here's the thing, you captain of this shit, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
This is your administration.
Yeah, wait, hold on, let me say something, man. People don't understand, man.
Yeah, here's what I'm asking. Hold on.
You know what I mean?
Right,
people don't understand what I do and how I put it down, man.
Now, here's what I'm asking. What separates these two? You know what I'm saying? One as a group and two individually. You know what I mean? What could they bring to the game on both fronts?
Well, Young High, he like, you know what I mean, Lil Wayne back in the Cash Money days, but... On the New York tip, like, he like soulful beats. He like, you know what I mean? He like the spit where he from, you know what I mean? He love it. He got the passion for it, you know what I mean? Like, and what's crazy is he's my brother. We got the same father, and I didn't know that until late in his life. And now, you know, he found that I rapped, and he came up to me and was like, yo, let's do it, and let's make some moves and do what we got to do. And, you know, I was like, let's get it, you know what I mean? At first, you know, we were slow coming along, and then... He put out this mixtape, and he was telling me, like, yo, bro, they copping it. I was like, all right, they copping it? I was like, all right, here, I'm going to get you on this album. I'm going to get you on this. I'm going to get you on that. We're going to start the TCA takeover and get it in. Now, Cream is the general. Like, he been around me from day one. Like, Cream met me. You know, he used to hear me on the radio on Hot 97 crazy, and he, you know what I mean, he didn't think I would be in the hood right under his nose. You know, I'm right on the block, and he look at me, and he like, yo, you Cashmere? I'm like, yeah, I'm Cashmere. This dude come up on the block, and from that day forth, we was inseparable. And Duke, you know what I mean, he played the general. Like, he listened to me. He's like, yo, you know the game. You know what you're doing. I'm going to follow you. Like, he was one of the first people that I was told that, yo, listen, I'm going to start my own label back in 2007, 2006. And he was like, you serious? I was like, yeah, the internet about to take over. He said, nah, man, I don't know. I was like, watch me. You know what I mean? And he been here since all that time. He the general. He that real East New York, Brooklyn, gritty stuff with a comical feel to it. You know what I mean? He got that flow. He got that slang. Y'all going to get introduced to the blick-off language. We use it crazy. You know what I mean? Don't get your ass blicked off and all that. You know what I mean? It's real crazy. You know what I mean? We could curse this pregame radio, man, freedom of speech. But, you know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. We're going to have a live show tonight, man. Cash Administration is in the house, and we're going to turn it up. And those are two guys. Like, you know, Young High got the young crowd, and he got the energetic crowd. Cream Eyes, you know, he the gritty, real East New York teller like it is. You're going to hear a real story from him. He been through a lot, you know what I mean? He been, you know what I mean, through trials and tribulations. It's been a long time for him getting where he going. And now, you know, I'm putting him out and putting him on these websites and getting him ready, and we preparing for Young High Project and seeing what he about to do, because all of them going to be on a lot, every project from now on from Cashmere. So y'all going to be hearing a lot from him.
Okay, so is Young High gonna be like your is he like your dude that you're promoting to get the, you know, the Tweety Bopper girls, you know, to get
Justin
Bieber? Is that what
Young
he's
High,
going for?
Listen
for
to
older
me.
Chicks?
Yeah, listen, nah, he gonna get the chicks, that's for sure. But Young High gonna be the best rapper out. If Young High do what he gotta do and rock with his big bro, he gonna be the biggest rapper out. By the time he's 25, he's going to be the biggest rapper out, like the biggest rapper out there by the time he's 25. And, you know, he only 17.
Young High, I got to say.
He only 17.
Young High, they kind of quiet. Young High, let me know, but what are some of your influences? Who is it that you listen to that made you want to rap?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, you on.
All right, so, like, I mean, when I was young, of course, everybody grew up listening to Pac and Big and all of them, and, like, they big inspirations in my life because, like, the thing I like most about Pac is that, like, he had two different sides to him at all times. And it's like that growing up in the hood. Like, you got this aggressive side that makes you want to go out there and get it, but then at the same time, you got shit that's going on in your crib that's making you feel like, yo, like, I struggle a lot, and I want to put that out there so that way I can tell my brothers that they not the only ones struggling, and I'm here with them too. You feel me? So Pac is a big inspiration. Jigga Man himself, Hov, God MC, you already know that's one of my greatest inspirations. And, like, I just feel like everything he said, like, from him growing up in the projects to the story with his brother to the story with everything he went through, like, how he met his family late in life just relates to how me and Cash met each other late in life, but at the same time, we still here. And, like, I follow him, and I follow all the things he do, how he come from a hustler to a businessman, and how he do that. Like, I'm in school right now. I go to Rice High School, man. Shout out to my Rice boys and all that. But, I mean,
yeah.
Rice High School and all that. Right now, I'm just trying to do my thing, go to college, get these connections, like, Cash. Like, I look up to my brother, too, like, because, like, listening to his songs, just let me know, like, yo, the years we've been gone, the years we ain't been together, we still been living the same thing. It's like the same different, it's the same life, but just in a different footstep. Like, I'm taking a different step, and he a little bit older and wiser, so I'll look at him, and I'll hit him up sometimes, like, yo, Cash, I need advice on this subject. Yo, what about these girls? Like, this girl right here, she's doing this. He like, yo, don't worry about them girls, man. This game is what you need to worry about, man. Get the writing. He'll tell me stuff like that, and that'll inspire me, like, yo, I should be on my job. I need to be writing. After my homework, I'm going to go write, because he always say, yo, you got to do this school shit first, because, man, there's not a lot of people out there, like, that's doing the school thing, and my brother ain't really finished school, so it's like he always say, yo, this is what's good for you, and he always let me know what's better for me and what's going to make me that man at 25, 26.
Okay, that's
so those are people
cool.
I look up to
who are some of your influences? Yo, Kribaz.
Yo.
Who are some of your influences coming up?
Well, my influences basically like the legends, like, you know what I'm saying? Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, Rakim, Kool G Rap. You know what I'm saying? One DMC, Kumo D. Right.
Yeah, man.
Baby right there, man.
And that's where he come from. See, Kareem got that. Kareem gonna have that, like, he Kareem God body as well. You know what I mean? So he bringing that essence back in this age that we in right now. He gonna have that comical music, sort of like a, you know what I mean, a ODB. Me, you know what I mean, a lyrical genius, somebody like, you know what I mean, Method Man or you know what I mean, even you could say somebody like, even a Lil Big, you know what I mean, a comical to him, Lil Big, B.I.G., you know what I mean, like, he got this song called, he just got some crazy songs that I heard that's crazy, and it make you laugh, but it be real at the same time. So he just got that raw Brooklyn coming at you style that I need. In the camp, because, you know what I mean, people look at me like that smooth hustler, that you know what I mean, dude that get money, chill out, relaxed, you know what I mean, businessman, blah, blah, blah. So I needed that grittiness, and he got all that grittiness and much more. And he don't just rap in the Cash Administration. He do so much. Like, he do a lot, you know what I mean? He do a lot. And he got the video Making a Killing us out right now, and we got that Getting Fly out, Getting Fly, like, shoot, I think he outshined me on that joint, real talk, you know what I mean? So we moving.
Out Getting Fly, is that the track you said?
Yeah, Out Getting Fly. You heard that, Black?
I believe I got that.
Oh, you got that?
I got that.
Yeah, man, yeah, I think you need to throw that on. Like, that's a crazy comical track. But at the same time, y'all need to listen to that too, man, because it be happening in real life. Y'all know what it is.
Because, see, you know, I got Kumaz on the line, and he seemed like, you know, because I met the brother at the showcase. You know,
yeah.
He got that strong, silent type, you know. But when it's time, you hear that nigga.
You feel
me?
Yeah, you're going to have him raw, too, like a lion.
You know, so I got him on the line. I want to know what he's thinking of how the mainstream hip-hop is now, and now how you already bringing it through on Hot 97 and all. How does he feel with the state of the game is now, since he's that gritty stuff and he came from where the legends reign supreme?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, you're right. That's a good question, too, Black.
So I want to know what he feels on how the mainstream hip-hop is now.
Well, I feel the mainstream hip-hop is just another challenge, you know what I'm saying, as far as the evolution of music. It ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying, nothing or region that we can't touch, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it is what it is. Like, music is music, no matter where it came from, you know what I mean? Vibrations, baby. You know what I mean?
But as far as like, come on, like, as far as like the lyrical content and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, got people like, first of all, not knocking his hustle. He found his niche and made his millions. May I props to him. But as far as the lyrical content and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't remember this in Rock 10 and Calvis 1. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, we got on top. Like, I don't even listen to the radio no more. But I know we got fucking Kim Kardashian making hip-hop R&B tracks. Come on.
You're right about that, man. I don't listen to the radio either, though, man. Real talk. I just heard the radio last night, and it made me sick to my stomach. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, dang, man, this is what's playing on the radio?
Like, you know, that's how I'm feeling, but we're going to get back to that in a minute. And also, like I said, other topics I threw out there. You know, so if you are weak of stomach or, you know, you feel if you're coming, your girl might get mad or something like that. Look, we just talking grown folks shit. That's all it is. So we'll be right back. Hey, as a matter of fact, I'm getting into this pregame world premiere. Out getting fly. Cashmere, Cremaz. They said it's crazy. Y'all already know I don't preview the joints. I just upload them, so this is my first time hearing it. But here we go.
But you spent.
Wait, you're gonna get right
back. But you spent most of it out getting fly.
Yeah.
But you spent most of it out getting fly. But you spent most of it out getting fly.
All right, people. Oh, shit. All right, people, we're live. We're back. As you already know, it's always the technical difficulties. I'm going to get right back into the song in a second. Don't worry about it. Matter of fact, I'm going to get back to you right now.
But you spent most of it out getting fly.
Yeah.
But you spent most of it out getting fly. But you spent most of it out getting fly.
Oh, okay. Seems what I got was only that little snippet there. Okay. We'll work on that later to bring the whole thing back. But so far, that whole track right there was bananas. We got Young High still in the building. Brooklyn Black still here. Of course, we got BK Cashmere. We got Cremaz in the place. I thought I had the whole thing. Like I said, I don't preview the track, so I never know how long the track is or anything like that. But hopefully I get the full version real soon.
Well, we got Cash Young High, Kareem Oz in the building, Cash Administration Takeover, pregame's homecoming weekend. You know, only thing better than Austin is probably NBA All-Star because I ain't got the club parties and all that. My bad. But Cash, you live. Cash. All right, Young High, you live as well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we got you, we got you. We're trying to get Cremon's back in here.
All right, so cool.
Like I said, from what I heard of that track, the Alga and Fly joint, it was a real, it brought back some, you know, took it back a little bit, like, back to the 80s, like, you know, back where the K-Swisses with the Jesus jumpsuits was popping. Cash, you know what I'm talking about, Cash. You know what I'm saying, with the Kangos, with the big gold ropes. And believe it or not, I'm the only
and a real good look in the streets too, man. Real good look.
My bad, Cash. I got to repeat yourself for some reason. Your number appears twice on my switchboard.
It do?
Yeah, and
oh,
I have the number live.
It's still live. I don't know, man. I just had to hang up. I think it hung up. I had to call back and shit.
Okay, so don't worry. We worry about the matter of fact. I can fix that, man. That's nothing. But Cash, you know what I'm talking about. That motherfucker had me getting, you know, like I had my Converses or, you know, remember those dudes with the suede fronts?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I feel you, man.
It had that feel to it. And
yeah.
Actually, I'm the only pregame administrator on the line tonight, and that really gives it a thumbs up. So, Kareem Oz, you're on your way to getting pregame approved, of course. Pregame approved to get a slot on the mixtape, and also, you guys get a good slot on a pregame radio showcase coming soon. You know, it's in the works. It's building up. It's going to be at the Pyramid Club. Y'all already know where that's at. And it's going to be a real big event, you know, the pregame radio anniversary showcase. You know, get it popping like that and everything. We're going to get into a Young Hot track right now, matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're going to see if it's it's in the blood, you know what I mean? I believe it is, you know. Like I said, call us up 347-857-4302. We're going to get to the real me. Young High, you want to tell us about that one real quick?
Which one you about to play?
The real me.
Yeah, this track, man, like, all right, so people usually say before they come out with a project, it took time contemplating the project. And, like, with this track, it's just been, like, from my first project I ever put out, prolonging to my next project. And it's, like, this time in between, you find out who your real friends are, who really there for you, and who really supports your music and stuff. And this real me right here just explained everything that's basically happened between last project and my next project about to drop, probably the end of this month and the next month. You feel me? But it's, like, it's everything that I basically be feeling and how I feel about how your friends turn against you, how when you down and at the bottom, even your girlfriend will turn her back on you, and nobody really there for you but the music at the end of this day and your family. And right now, pregame is showing me love, so this is like family, bro. And it's like, play the track, man. Play the track. Let them know how I feel. This is the real me.
Sure,
letting y'all know this is the real me.
Get into it right there. You heard the man. Young High, the real me on pregame radio.
Let's get it.
Yeah. That's good. That's real good. It's both is now, man. I mean, this is me.
What's really good is it looks like I'm getting just all snippets tonight. Let's see if there's more to it.
Yeah. That's good. That's real good. It's both is now, man. I mean, this is me.
All right, yeah, it seems like I was sent all snippets and not full tracks, but don't worry, we're going to get into that. We're going to fix that. But in the meantime, since Kareem Oz put that old school feeling in me real quick while I try to see if I can make some sense of what's going on with the chest, see if I got sympathy and whatnot. We're going to get into the show, TJ Remix. Shout out to them, Johnny Swagger, Frito, Capo, Leak in the building. Big shout out to them. They held it down ladies night. They took over with the ladies and all of that, so we're working something out with them. And we'll be right back, man. The show, TGO Flow. You're there, we'll be back.
TGO. Trafficking. Freak though, I got us. Excuse me, homie, no matter of fact, excuse you. This the classic Harlem shit, something to get used to. I get money and yes, I get fresh too. TGO, the new version of the Get Fresh crew. And it's nothing new, yeah, my money been stacking up. Walk in the club, pop a bottle, girls back it up. You had your run, now you're done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah, money chase after us. That's what's up, yeah, dawgs, I'm about my money, man. Take it back, do the wild border, running main. Niggas like free throw, you going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought, I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood, Harlem streets unraised. When you get caught with the work, you still fuck you pay me. If it's not a CG, nah, you ain't gon' play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy. I start with no effort just to say it for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Close the ace to what was worth covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes.
Freak though, you're on. Let's go 80s on the mean to take it back to Grimm's. Red Star, Blue Jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. You trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings and a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem front on who I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have a start on. This shit so easy, why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
I see we gotta, you know, it's something and we're gonna rectify it, but I'm gonna have to poll rank, make me a executive decision here. You know, 'cause I can do that as pregame radio, you know. Not to sound brag, you know, not to sound all braggadocious or, you know, like not like that. 'Cause you know, I always make pregame radio for the people, but I'm gonna make an executive decision. Alright. And as it goes, Cremaz, Young High, you guys are among the ranks of your brother, Cashmere, being pregame approved. You know, big round of applause for you guys. You guys are pregame approved, you know what I'm saying? We're going to work on getting those tracks to full and getting them on there, playing it on there, and all of that. Let's see. President Cashmere. Please, you got your, you know, your cabinet. Wait, damn it, this number jumped so twice. I forgot that I ran up the second number. Let's see if we can get this thing popping. All right, now while my thing jumps, which is nothing new, and now my cursor's frozen, so that kind of tells me I got to win. But it's all well and good. It's pregame, and it's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We have fun. We mix it up. You know, we're going to get everybody in. Like I said, please join us. We got the pregame approved all across the board. Cash Administration in the building with us tonight. Part one of but to get with it and get lost, you know, I don't know how much more I can explain it. You know, but call us up, 347-857-4302. We got, you know, we got more than enough time to keep the show going, keep everybody talking, getting, you know, the people's heads. And like I said, we're going to talk about the things that I just spoke about. You know, we're going to get things going, keep it moving. As soon as I can regain control of my switchboard, shout out to Blog Talk Radio, man. They get me started, you know, to get my stuff uploaded, no problem. But when it's time for me to use it, they find a way to always jam me up. So big shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys. You make free game radio work so well, even though you throw so much turbulence always. So I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate all the work you're doing. You know, just to stop little old pregame radio. You know, but it's, like I said before, it's all well and good. As my thing keeps going. Oh, let me let you guys know, there will be an event that pregame radio will be not more so covering, but will be promoting, where it's a women's only event. And all proceeds go to benefit the Scott Sisters. The Scott Sisters, of course, are the sisters down south who were in prison, and one needed a kidney transplant. And so one gave them, so of course the bills is kind of mounting. So they're trying, the ladies are trying to do their part. I'll give you guys all the information as the time gets closer and everything like that. And pretty much they just need support. You know, like I said, the medical bills is mounting. These women are out of jail, but like I said, they got high bills. And it's women on poetry reading and all of that. And they also got child care. So you can bring your kids. You just got to let them know when you, how old your kids are, so they can arrange all of the age-appropriate things and what have you. Let's see if I can get President Cashmere back in the building. Oh, Presidente, what's up? Cashmere, you live. All right, all right, let's see if we get Young High back in the room.
Yep.
Young High, you live. What's good, man? So congratulations, your pregame approved.
Good looking out, man. Good looking out.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let you, Cremaz, know y'all got to bring it for the end of the show, Cypher.
Yeah.
Because never in the history of pregame radio has anyone gotten in on altogether 60 seconds of music.
Yeah.
All right. So, y'all really, you know, your path is kind of, you know, cut out for you. All right. Yes, I've made the next decision, and I stand by it. Let me see if I get Lady Steele up in here. Yes, Lady Steele, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
You know, Blog Talk Radio's been fucking with us, you know.
I mean, they have been for, like, the past month or so.
No, but see, Ladies Night was okay. Ladies Night went through all good.
Because it was the ladies running shit.
The
way,
yeah,
where there is way. If that weren't
that's
the case,
you hear this bullshit?
Bass wouldn't have been born.
That's an alleged case there. But since you missed out, we made Young High and Cremaz of the Cash Administration pregame approved.
Oh, shout out to Cashmere. I've never actually had the pleasure of speaking with him. However,
oh,
I can tell him
just
that he has a very good lady by his side in Ollie, because she stays on her job, on her grind for him. So I hope he appreciates what he has.
Well, we got Ollie in the building. Ollie, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. What's going on? All right. I thought I was going to hear some Young High and Cremaz. Looks like we have some technical difficulties going on, but it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, that's why I had to just, you know, say fuck it and say the pregame approval.
Yes. Well, you
know
what?
We need to get Cremaz back in here, though.
Yeah, if everybody is listening out there, they can follow them on Twitter, at Cremaz and at Young High. Just like it sounds like, high as H-Y-I.
Totally.
I was wondering, Oh, what's up, Lady Steel?
What's up?
What's going on with you? No, but I just wanted to actually call in again and see if, because we're having technical difficulties, if we could actually play one of Kashmir's songs off the album.
I don't play the Kashmir. I don't play a whole lot of Kashmir, but then I got the ladies in here. I got
you. Yeah, why don't you play that ride with me?
Oh, wait. Hey. I want to talk to the topic at hand. You know.
Oh, man. Don't make me hang up now. Come on, Zach.
Well,
come
on. You may have to, but I guess I'm just asking on thoughts, not exactly if you guys are doing or nothing like that. But, and like I said before, this is not for the single guy who runs into the single girl who has a friend who's down to do it. No. I'm talking, this is your girlfriend, this is your boyfriend, or this is your husband, this is your wife, your fiance, whatever, baby, whatever the case is, and the spice shit up. You know, would you guys do the threesome thing?
What'd you say?
Maybe still, would you? Would you do the threesome thing?
I'm sorry?
The spice of your relationship. Like, as a way to keep the spice going in the room.
Uh-huh.
Like, would you do a threesome?
Why not?
Name?
I've had many.
Huh?
Yeah, I
said, why not?
I heard the last ladies' night with Miss Pillow over here.
Like I said, I've had many. Why not?
Hey.
Okay, so.
However, one must remember that if you do decide to engage in a threesome, it should be for a little bit more than to keep the spice going. You should be into it as well as your partner being into it. Because if you are just doing it to satisfy your partner, then you will end up like Melanie on the game.
Mm. Okay. I did what you're saying, I think. But, young guy, if say you with your lady and she brought that idea up to you, would you be down? Now, don't answer this question as a single man. I mean, like, you've been with your lady for a minute and she brought this up to you. Would you be down with it? Oh, I didn't say it. Okay, he's quiet, but nonetheless, as we keep things going, it seems like it's ladies' night again. You know, because you got Ole in the building, you got Lady Steel. But it just so happens that I'm here tonight. So, Lady Steel, what else is. So, tell us, give us a quick recap on the game with Melody and the threesome or whatever.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said give us a quick recap.
On the game?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. First off, we have to applaud BET because finally they are getting to that point. And you guys are complaining a lot because of commercials or whatever the case may be. However, this episode was a lot longer.
Show,
so it happened.
Like eight commercials.
It was a lot better than what we're used to so far. Second off, they did finally, you know, redeem Malik's character. However, this episode was very deep because, for one, you had the whole crying wolf rape scenario, which, although they did it, you know, very briefly and you know, for the storyline, it does happen to a lot of guys out there, which Malik had to face, and he's trying to, you know, go the right way and do shit the right way. However, again, even though Malik is trying to do things the right way, he still hasn't quite matured to that level where he realizes that you do have to pay for whatever mistakes you make. Two, the threesome. again, like I will say, if you're going to engage in a threesome, make sure it's something that you want to explore as well as your man. Do not try to do that just to please your man, because you will end up the same way. And you will not like the results of it. I've done another female.
Could
I've done another guy.
On that, like, no, for those who haven't seen it, like, you're saying if you know she wasn't into it now. Now you think now you're saying Melanie just did it to keep her man? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, she did, because, again, we all know Melanie's character is very insecure, and the threesome resulted as a conversation she had between a group of women, the Sunbeams. And within the Sunbeams, you have a completely diverse group of NFL wives that come together and they talk shit. One of those women happened to be someone that slept with her current husband in the past. And the one person she reached out to, because, you know, she displayed, like, this whole freaky lingo, and because Mel is so
that
insecure. Huh?
I said that happens a whore.
It does. However, insecure women are the other woman's prey. Because a lot of the times you can implant shit in their head that maybe you don't actually do on your own, but just to get laughs and kicks out of seeing them attempt it, you know, you can do. And again, Melanie's character is extremely insecure. She decides she wants to do a threesome, and it's only because she wants to stop him from being tempted. However, your man is a professional athlete that is a superstar. Groupies come with the territory. So what the hell are you thinking? By this time, she should be comfortable enough to where if he is into that type of thing, she would know. Duran is like a token tertiary boy or whatever the hell they're trying to do with his character. Up until now, you don't see that that's what he requires. If it was Malik, it would have been a different type of thing. But because she's insecure, this sticks in her head and she decides to do it and she can't go through with it.
Okay, okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, man.
You don't know about
what? What are your thoughts, Oli? What are your thoughts?
I think, you know what I'm saying, that is a preference, and whoever decides to do that, that is their choice. You know what I'm saying? And
so
I can only speak me personally.
You can't do it because you think someone else wants it.
Wait. We have a caller. I don't want to get a Facebook inbox cussing me out, so let's hold on.
Oh, but when I was getting them, it was all good.
Yeah, that was you. That wasn't me. You all love Lady Steele. Lady Steele, you know how it is.
Yeah. But like I said, I can only speak for me personally. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, everybody has their own thing, and everybody is their own person. Me personally, I don't think I could ever. I don't know, man. Peer pressure is not my thing. I couldn't, you know, be talked into it or whatever. But that's just me. You know what I mean? Like, I like. I got my family. but I. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a little bit more old-fashioned.
Just you and him, that's
me. What was that?
Just you and him. That's just you and him, and that's it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a sacred thing. You know, like, I mean, you know.
What was Melanie's
question? Hold on. Wait, ladies, hold on. Here's the caller, 5634. You are live on Free Game Radio. What's good?
What's good? It's TGO in the check-in. What's your problem?
Uh-oh, the TGO.
Oh,
what's good? I'm waiting for 30 minutes to get in here, man. What
yo,
what's happening?
I
hear you. What you said on Brooklyn Black?
I said, you know, Swiss will be giving us problems and all that. But right now, we talking threesomes and monogamous relationships.
I don't think that's a good idea if you're in a relationship watch. If you're not in a relationship and you're just dealing with the person, I think that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You're experiencing different things. But if you're in a serious, committed relationship, I don't think that's a good idea. Because if she come in there and she do something to your man that you ain't doing, let's see. You're trying to see what that's about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
hey,
I honestly
time
don't
out.
Know.
Yes,
sir. Time
so
out. That's on the outlook that you're looking at it from, one, and the mentality behind it. There is a huge community across the U.S. and overseas that do not have a problem, and a lot of relationships are very healthy with in their lifestyle. However, it's something that you have to be down with. If you want a threesome and you automatically write a threesome off as something that you can have but only in a relationship that's not serious, then guess what? If you're in a monogamous relationship with someone who doesn't mind it, it's going to be doomed. There are couples that are able to work out rules in which either, you know what, it doesn't mind, it doesn't matter if we have a third party as long as it's only a female for the female, or as long as it's a male for the female. Like, there are, it depends on your preference. However, all parties must be comfortable with it. Nobody should engage in a threesome just to satisfy the other mate, because a resentment is going to build and it's not going to work out.
But that's how most of the
threesomes. What if the other one likes it a little
started.
Too much? You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Like, you know,
no.
It's usually the guy pressuring the female.
Look, because you're not.
To try it.
What I'm telling you is you're not built that way. I've been in the lifestyle, and you're not built that way, so you can't see it the way people in the lifestyle would see it. There are communities built on this, and not everybody is able to be a part of that lifestyle and able to think that way. You should never engage in this activity just because one person wants it. However, there are solid relationships built on two people that can agree and be happy with allowing a third party in their relationship permanently, semi-permanently, or once in a blue.
Okay,
I mean,
if
yeah,
texting,
everybody's different.
How do you need to ask me?
And you would think that it's a small amount of people, but it's not. There's a lot of people that are able to do that.
Right,
and those people
hold
are
on,
the ones.
Hold on, lady Phil. Hold
huh?
on. Hold on. Hold
Wait,
on.
Can
I
ask a question?
Me.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Now, for men, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know, two females, whatever. But what if it was a woman saying, oh, like, and switched it around, and it was two men? Like how would I just
nah,
don't
sir,
see that?
Nah.
Man is not.
No
you
way.
Know what I'm saying? You hear
man
that?
Is not,
exactly.
There's no way.
I'm saying
right?
because you look from one point of view. Every man is not
that. You know what I'm saying? Like. I mean, personally.
Trying to enlighten you right now. Every man is not built like that. Every man is not jealous. Some men do get off. All
right, hold on.
Woman being dug out another man.
If
you want to, you can go on Google and you can research it. I'm sorry. I'm very into sex. I'm sorry.
I know you are. 40 years old, you are live on pregame radio. 4133, you live on the air.
Oh, yeah, this Pop TGO and checking.
Oh,
damn.
Wu-Tang is online.
Yeah, you know how
Wu-Tang
we do
in the building.
Well, I've been sitting back listening to this, you know, this topic, and you have some valid points, but it's all, basically, it all boils down to the individual.
It does.
If the
yeah.
female is willing to compromise her feelings to please her man, then so be it. Now, it's up to her. If she's strong enough, she has strong enough feelings to where she can be okay with it, then it's cool. If you're insecure, then it's going to cause problems. But nowadays, the era that we in, most females are experimental, and everybody's trying to, you know, most females, they're kissing girls, they want to try it. So, basically, it
time out.
You know,
but listen
to
how you could be experimental with just two people. I mean,
listen to how you're talking to us right now. You're talking to us from a point of view from where the female is willing to be with another female. Nobody is even looking at the point where a female is willing to be with two males, and that happens. A lot of the people dismiss it, but it happens readily.
Can I answer the question?
Okay.
I have no problem with doing that. I have done situations where it was two guys, but, you know, we're not interacting with guys. We're just interacting with the female. So,
I'm talking about a random whore. I'm talking about your lady.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about your
I'm talking about your lady.
Your bottom joint.
All right. I've never been in that situation. Now, is it different? If it's my girl or it's my main chick, is it different? Because it can be. If you're single, most people who are single, they have that one person who they deal with on that type of relationship. You know, you might be dating other ones, but this is your main one. If, I don't know, that's a hard one.
Hold on.
While you're marinating on that, 1436,
you are live on
pregame
radio.
Yo, this Capo TGO on the check.
Jesus, another TGO.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yo, we got Capo TGO.
Y'all getting mad. A woman being with mad.
I just want to say something, and I'm not going to say it. I'm going to just listen after this. I think that if you secure with the situation, you should do what you want to do.
And you should engage in it in the first place.
I mean, it depends. Like, if you feel that, coming from a nigga point of view, I'm not with that two niggas and a chick joint thing, but if I'm messing with a chick and she say that's what she want done, I let her go do it. Like, one-time thing, because I may expect the same favor back in the long run. So, I mean.
You
want to,
hello?
I'm not with that.
Not somebody that
I'm in a committed relationship with. Nah, I can't. I don't even want to picture that. I'm gonna keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I can't see another man sleeping with my joint. I gotta come lay. I gotta lay my head next to
What if homeboy bigger than me?
Well, I ain't worried about
that. And he bigger, so like I'm saying, like, you know. It's not a, you know, but shit happens. You know,
can I say something real quick, though?
What's that?
Because all of you that are saying this, y'all looking at it from an ego point of view. It has more to do, there's more to it than your ego. It's a sexual point of view. We have clubs in New York City right here on 28th and Madison. La Trapeze is a very famous swingers club. And you have a lot of couples that go there. They pay $150 to gain entry into this club. And because, yes, I have been there. They pay $150 to get into this club so that they can really have sex with other couples or whatever the case may be. Every couple in attendance has their own understanding. There is one rule amongst most, you know, swingers, no means no, and that's just as far as it goes. Now, where it's hard for you to imagine this, a lot of the times the females involved do so to please their husbands as far as pleasing other men. So you're looking at it from an ego point of view, whereas within the community of people that engage in this behavior, it's looked at from a sexual point of view. And if it's something you're into, then that's fine. You just don't do it just for the sake of pleasing. That's why you have things like hedonism. That's why you have... In Canada and in Cali, you have all these different conventions. There are a lot of people across the world that are on a higher level. I wouldn't say higher because not even to belittle your belief, but they're on an alternative level of thinking than what most people are. And it's about more than, oh, you with this person, X, Y, and Z, because at this point there's a certain confidence and trust level as to where no matter who you're going out with or who I tell you to go out with, it's beyond. It's not about the emotion. It's about sex, period, recreational sex.
Nah, you're right. They had HBO specials about that there was group sex. People were there with their girl, and there was other that should be on TV. So what she's saying, I understand because I've seen it. But me personally, I that's not somewhere I would do something I would do.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're talking – personally, and holy please, let's try to get Young High Queen Mars back on the check-in. It's about time for them to get ready to start falling off top of the dome.
And even when involved in those situations, it's more of a preference of women in my case.
But lady, still, I want to know what the hell you was doing in one of those places in the first place.
Because I'm an alternative lady.
She's confident about what she do. We respect that.
You do what works for you, and you know everybody's different. You know, for most guys, I can say it's kind of different coming from that level because it's common in our era. as far as most of the time the female is doing it. So for God to be, well, I'm not in a relationship. I'm just speaking from the point of view from male being in a relationship. When you're with someone for XYZ amount of years, you don't picture yourself doing something with your loved one if another male is doing something with her as well. Now, you can maybe do it with a side chick. Now, that's probably more something that, you know, maybe referring to Fway with you, if you was in a situation you probably would do, but to be with someone that you... Yeah,
and then you have people that feel like, why should I have to get a side chick? Why not me be honest about the way that I'm feeling right now and maybe present it in a way that I don't have to go around and lead a double life or sneak around. You have some people that decide, you know what, I'm going to, you know, present me the way that I am, and that's just it. And you have some people that go with it, and you have some people that don't. So which is worse, you having a side chick or me being honest with you about what I like and you either deciding to go with it or not?
But, well, I think you misinterpret what he's saying when he says side chick. I don't think he's saying meaning he's in a relationship and he got a side chick. I'm thinking he's just saying that's his side, that ain't his main chick. Like, he's out there doing him, but this is his side joint. That don't necessarily mean that he's involved with somebody and he's cheating so he could do what he do. I mean, he's just saying, you know, another individual that he's not really involved in all the way.
So you're involved with her for what reason?
They having sex.
Okay.
It's
relationships are. You
it's
think
a
that
relationship.
Exactly. This is what it is. It's recreational sex, which is what technically a side chick should be. Just recreational sex, but people catch feelings. However, like I said, some people implement the concept of a side chick into their normal everyday relationship, and it's still recreational sex. However, it's not deceitful, because it's being done up front with your consent and your knowledge.
And that's the point that I was making, is just for us guys, just basically it's, we can go back and forth because you've done it before, so you feel very strongly about your point of view.
No, not even, because I understand both point of views. It's just that I don't, it's like people like to, you know, be quick to say that it's wrong to do so because they feel a certain way. However, they are okay with the notion, or they feel more comfortable having a chick on the side.
This is my thing. I'm for it, but as far as I couldn't see myself doing it with someone that I was in a serious relationship with. If we're friends and we're dating, then I can do it. But if someone that I know that I'm in a relationship with, I can say that I love.
Let me ask you this. If you are seriously involved with someone, right, and y'all kicking it for a while, it becomes serious, maybe one night y'all about to get it on, y'all watching some porn, and you put on a video, and she tells you to rewind because, like, you're watching a threesome scene, she tells you to rewind because she likes the scene where the chick is eating the other chick out more, because it turns her on more, and slowly she's letting you know that, you know, women turn her on. Will you just completely ignore that shit, or will you ask her and explore more?
No. With the women, we with that option. We talking about men, another man on the one that we love. That's what
no,
I don't.
No, we're not
with.
Talking about
no, that's
both.
Not happening. That's not
we're
happening.
Thank you. That's from a man's point of view. We're not having that. We're not having another man.
This is what I'm saying. No, your point of view, you only want to focus on the female. And like I said, relationship. Very ignorant right now because you're choosing to focus on one thing. A threesome is not only your like two.
That's your point of view, and this is our point of view. That's why I said you're going to leave it, because you feel strong. And how you feel, like you said from the beginning, it's not for everyone.
I prefer another woman. However, like I said, I've witnessed two men going in on a female, and most of the time it's a married couple in which the husband will introduce the next male. A lot of the times it's not even the female's suggestion to have another male.
Okay, well, that's worked for them. That's the whole point that I'm making. I'm saying they're against it. I'm for it if you can do it, but this is me per se, and I'm coming from the opinion of the other dudes are speaking up. We just can't see our soul doing it. We're not against it.
So you're not
right.
against two females because that's what you're into.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so then that's me. Don't say that it's a monogamous.
We're saying it from the beginning.
It's on your trust, which is what I said. Don't have a threesome just because your man prefers it. Make sure you do it because that's something you want to engage in, whether it's male or female.
I agree with that.
I agree with that. The female,
yeah, we agree
if I
with
my
that.
Lady to have a threesome with me and she agreed to it, then we're going to do it. But if she asks me to do it with a male, that's my decision. I'm going to say
and I know, and what I'm saying is the majority of the time, 90% of the time, you're not going to have another female ask you to bring another man in the bedroom. Majority
yes,
of the time, it's going to be another man asking a female to engage with another man in the bedroom. That's just the reality of it.
What
do you feel like?
That's what we're going to do right now. Hold on. We're going to get back into this conversation. And I feel we have to extend the show for a little bit. So if you're listening on the
I'm
TV,
just being realistic
hold
and just
on,
yeah,
hold
but
on.
We not
what do you say?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wow, you see this shit? Damn, hold on. If you're listening via PC, please you gotta call us up 347-857-4302 because the stream will cut exactly at 1 AM. But I'm because we got TG on the building, but it's still pregame homecoming, so they visiting right now. But don't worry, they're getting a takeover.
I was
but
just
right
looking real quick.
Hold on. Ladies, come up, though, man. Ladies, still. I'm going to get into this TGO joint. I do it. And we'll be right back, you think? Let's take a
oh, you should do
quick.
Touch. Excuse me.
I should do it.
The situation?
You know me, all the bottles of the bubbly. Now the models all around wanna rub on me. You can imitate but never be enough of me. I know this life of a one gon' be the death of me. But we gon' ball till we fall, yeah, definitely. You talk about the next best thing, mention me. I'm the underrated, most hated, heavy hitter. Don't leave your girl around me, niggas come and get her. Cause I ain't gotta do much, you already snow. And I'ma keep it real, I don't fuck every hoe. I'm smoking cigars in Panama with a bunch of bars walking around with their bras and their panties on. The life of a boss, vacation on private resorts. Been a penthouse, winning cabins and lost. Clear Air Force, matching see-through Porsche. I'm starting on these niggas, what the fuck you thought? I'm standing on a yacht, laid back, getting hella top. Reading my emails on a Bluetooth watch. Her body sick, could've started on Baywatch. Instead, she with me, massaging my feet in arch. Eating steamed crabs and lobsters, shrimps and scallops. I'm a king, son is a prince, the crib is a palace. Bitches see me in the dress. Me as your highness, cause I'm the one who spoiled them in five-star diners. Classy females with a touch of elegance, grace, finesse, and beauty, the five elements. To a five-star chick that attracts this young veteran. Presidential suite, first night, let's settle in. Start fresh in the AM, and settle then. Don't disturb signing the door, cause we gon' get it in. Exotic trips take a day to reach our destination. I pay for everything, girl, with no hesitation. I ain't stunting, baby girl, this is how I live. Niggas call it tricking, I just think I like to give. She look in my eyes and had to crack a smile, cause she know she ain't dealing with a broke nigga now. DC diving in the Cayman Islands. Tomorrow we sightseeing while we playing Trey albums. A week in the mountains is better than public housing. She said, what about her ex? I said, what about him? If he got a problem, don't worry, it's not a problem. I'm from Harlem, any problem, I'm revolving for sorrow. Any other issues on your mind, let me resolve them. Stressed out, sex therapy, release the stress out. Karma Sutra, girl, bring the best sex out. Showing your good time, girl, that's what I'm about. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this. It's been a long time coming, but I'm here now. Do we
Enterprise. Jewel was good. It's your boy Johnny Swagger. Quavo Bravo. You know? Great boys, TGO, what's good? Paul Stars, Harlem. You know, ghostwriter for hire if you need me. Any features, collabos, just hit me up. Easy and real simple, you know? That's what I do, baby.
Yeah, we're live back on pregame radio. We got ladies still in the building. And it's the Brooklyn homecoming, but Uptown, they came through. They rode the A-train up to Brooklyn to visit us to say what's good. We got TGO in the building. Pop, Capo, and who's the other one we got up in here?
It's Johnny Swagger, Fuego Bravo, if you're Twitter following.
Oh, Fuego Bravo's in the building, and we just did his joint. I do it. Oh, man, that's what's up. Wait, what's good, man?
I'm chilling, man. You already know. I had to call up, show some love. The convo is getting deep and heavy. Mistel feeling some type of way because we ain't agreeing with what she's saying and all that. I'm just playing. Everybody got their opinion, so, you know. But what you're saying is I agree with you, but, you know, like Pop was saying, us personally, well, I'm not going to say us. He said he wouldn't. I know I wouldn't. Another man.
No,
female, I would be interested in that.
Because you guys mistake me. My thing is, I understand, and probably even before you voiced it, I honestly don't really expect anyone to call in and agree with what I'm saying. I'm just giving you from the point of view as someone who has not only been to a couple of swingers clubs, not only here in New York and in Florida and in L.A., also someone, you know, like I said, I'm...
Who got old ass ringtones like that?
I've been in a lifestyle. I've had the pleasure of speaking to a couple of, you know, couples also who have done it, and I always try to figure out why people do what they do. And I've also experienced some couples that thought that they wanted to do it, but at the end of the day, they didn't. I've seen it go wrong, and I've seen it work out. So this is the only reason why I'm even
this shit, lady,
on it.
Still?
Huh?
How do you see all this shit?
Because, for example, my ex-husband, like I said, was in the Marines, and we were based in Cali on Camp Pendleton. We had that type of relationship where it really didn't, like, matter. We did a lot of recreational sex. One of the other married couples on the base, for example, we swapped with. And it was a white couple from Ohio. Her husband was whack. It was a one-time deal, and I never went back. However, apparently she was hooked on my ex. And whereas they thought that that was the lifestyle that they were into, it turned out not to be that way because, you know, eventually he ended up being her ass because he was just jealous. Not everybody is cut out for it, and not everybody can take it. It depends on you being in tune with your sexuality and knowing what it is that you like. Some people are voyeurs, and they like to just watch.
Maybe
you know,
he should have stayed in his lane.
You just like to watch it happening live in front of you. Some people just like to have the sensations, no matter who it comes from. Like, there's different points of sex and how you get gratification from it. A lot of people, sex is just, you know, getting fucked a couple of times, a couple of thrusts, and that's it, and you're good to go.
You should have been a sex ed teacher. You know all the ins and outs about
sex.
I'm just fucking with you. I just had to
catch you home. Brooklyn Black. I want to ask a question here. And this for everyone in attendance, everyone watching at home,
listening over the you can't listen over the web anymore. So everyone listening over the airwaves, who called up 347-857-4302. Shout out to the call room, but you guys just listen, so we appreciate that. But is there truly a difference between having sex, fucking, and making love?
Nope.
Yes, there is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It
not
is.
Really.
You guys fail.
So can I say something?
Yeah.
All right, that's like say this couple speaking. That's like say if you're in a relationship, right? And the girl you with for a guy, like the girl you with, she always accusing you of cheating, but you explain to her like, yo, I'm just out like I'm fucking on the strength of everybody know who I am or whatever it may be. So it's not like it's no feelings involved. They still gonna be mad. Am I right or am I wrong? As being
but
a guy's girlfriend and he's out there fucking,
this,
y'all still gonna be mad.
Time out. If you could use that as an excuse and tell her that you're fucking off of the strength that everybody knows who you are and there are no feelings involved, that would mean that when you're fucking her, there are feelings involved, making there a difference between you fucking around.
But I said, no, but listen, though. At the end of the day, it's still the same. No, don't laugh, Pop, because at the end of the day, it's still the same thing, regardless if there's feelings involved or if it's not, because the female's going to look at the guy like, oh, you not shit. You just the whole fucking everything.
So then you're lying.
Count
because
herself.
No difference. Either you're fucking or you're not. If there are feelings involved,
Bill, he
that
said,
does
is it a difference between
game,
fucking,
that changes the dynamics
love.
Of you're doing. It
but there's
should,
no difference
you know
between fucking and making love. It's all a sexual encounter.
No.
It's last both. Yes.
Well, can you ask my opinion?
The craziest hell, because guess
so,
what?
Wait. But let me ask a couple of questions. So you're telling me if you meet a slide and you're fucking in the bathroom, You could consider that making love to her in the bathroom? Some sloppy?
No, I consider that a fuck.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you're
that's a difference
all right,
when you with someone, your counterpart, when you're in love and you have sex in the bathroom with her, you're not fucking. You fucking her, but you're making love to her at the same time.
No, you're not. You fucking. If you fucking in the bathroom, you fucking. There's no making love in no bathroom, my nigga. No matter what's the relationship between you and the girl you with. Y'all might be in love on another level, but if you fuck your girl in the bathroom, you're just fucking. You're not in there really making
you're
love,
crazy.
Whatever, whatever.
You already got making love twisted because you seem to think that there is something in making love, and that is where you fucking fail.
Wow. So then I must be a failure. I must be a big failure.
So yes, sir. No, you must. With chicks that do not know the difference between fucking and making love, or chicks that have never freaking had some damn good sex. That's all I'm telling you.
From a guy's point of view, I'm not talking from a female's point of view. I don't know what feeling they have. I'm talking about the feeling that I have being a guy.
And I'm telling you, you haven't had the right female come across your path to let you know, oh, fuck, I think I just fucking made love to this bitch. You just have to.
In a bathroom, though?
Yes.
No, in a bathroom, though? No, like, all right, seriously? All
right, so wait,
that's
so
passionate.
You're
being passionate.
Wait,
spontaneous.
Hold on. So let me ask. You at the club, right? You meet a slide. You take it to the telly or whatever. So you got a bed and there's a shower and all that. And you beat at the hotel. So since you wasn't beating in the bathroom, but there was a bed, did you make love to her or did you fuck her?
Apple?
Are you talking to me? I thought you was asking the question, period. You fucked.
He specifically addressed it as.
nigga points at Capo like, that's a fuck. It don't matter if you got in a shower when you got a bed. It was a fuck.
That's a bad example. That's why I said,
but at the same
you
time,
with your girl and you go in the bathroom.
No, wait. It was a fuck. Why? Because you brought it to the telly or because it was a bitch from the club?
Because it's a bitch from, I can't answer that question.
The ambiance does not determine whether it's a fuck or making love. Making love and fucking is a state of mind. It's what happens within the process.
It's the passion.
Well, making love is something that's passionate. What's making love is something that's passionate.
People
right?
have passion.
Am I right or am I wrong?
People
so you can't have passionate sex in a bathroom?
No.
Too.
No way in hell you can do that.
You're on your own on this one, champ. We ain't going for that. Now, let me explain to you, maybe. You're talking about the actual act. That's what he's speaking on. He's looking at it as a fuck, it's just a fuck no matter what. We're not talking about the act. We're talking about the feelings. Now, for me,
feelings are what determine whether it's a fuck or making love.
And me, I like to incorporate all three when I'm doing what I'm doing, because when you're with someone, she might like to get fucked. She might like it slow. She might like it intimate. So you have to be able to do all three, and that will definitely determine how good the sex is. That's what makes sex good, when you're able to incorporate all three into the actual act. That's my personal opinion.
And you can, I can respect that. However, what I'm telling you is taking it from someone that is not biased as far as threesomes being involved, whether another male or female. It is the feelings that are incorporated which determine if it's going to be a fuck. It's not the surroundings. You can make love to anyone wherever. You can fuck someone wherever. You could have fucking a bubble bath drawn for me, rose petals all over the place, and still fuck me there. Or you can make love to me there. You understand
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, you can make love to me and never even penetrate my pussy. Never even enter, and you can make love to me.
Now it's a party. She said,
however, most people can't fathom that. Penetration is always considered that sex, fucking, or making love. I love, one thing I will tell you is I love to be fucked, period. However, there have been a couple of times where I have been made love to, and I fucking understood.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Is kissing part of making love, or is kissing part of fucking?
I'm sorry?
Is kissing part of making love, or is kissing part of fucking?
It's part of all three.
No. Because
I don't kiss
there's
bitches,
not only one type of kiss. You can fucking kiss for like an hour, and I can come from your kissing and you're making love to me. However, you could be fucking me like an animal, and fucking when I'm about to come, just like close your mouth over mine and give me one kiss throughout the whole encounter. We're still fucking, but you still kiss me. It's your timing and how you go and your approach to things.
I know why I'm so much to disagree, because a female has a different opinion on it than a guy, so it's always going to clash.
Female does
we
have
think,
the line saying that
we think totally
saying,
different from the way a female thinks, and a female
no.
thinks.
You're very
yeah.
right. However, if you're telling a female that there is no difference, and we are the ones that normally catch feelings because we feel a certain type of way when you are acting a certain type of way, then you should take note versus deciding that you're just going to call us crazy or unstable creatures or emotional when we catch those little differences, even though you're the one that decides to lump it all together as one thing. You can't have it both ways, my dear.
Well,
if you're going to lump it all together as one thing, then you can't label us crazy and emotional and all that crap. If you want to take note and what we're saying, then you need to be a little bit more understanding and call it what it is.
I respect that. But you still have some guys that it's the other way around, where the guy catch feelings off back.
Oh,
like,
believe me,
so.
Honey, I know.
Hold on, I'm talking to this might be Serena Williams and all that.
Can I say something? Just because you're having sex with a person doesn't necessarily mean that you got feelings. You can make love to a person and still not love them. It's all about.
I know. Like
you know,
I said, I didn't say that.
No, I'm not going against you. I'm going with you. I'm agreeing to what you're saying. I'm just stating my opinion.
Okay,
when
go
you,
on.
Put the clothes away.
When you,
put the clothes away.
It's different levels of having sex. Some people
yes.
like to.
Yes. Which is why you can't
have sex, and some people like to make
yeah.
love. So it's not all one thing. You're my nigga all day, but you're talking about the act. You just saying because if you meet a chick, you're fucking her. Just because you just met her, you looking at it like, I can't be making love to this bitch because I just met her. No, we're not looking at it like that. We're just talking about when you fuck. When you meet a chick and you have sex with her, fucking meaning you've
fallen. But one thing, I thought we were talking about
the difference, if there was a difference between making love and fucking. So I don't understand how you can tell me now that we are just talking about the act of penetration. We were talking.
He's trying to break it down to me, saying that, like, he's trying to really, like, split it apart, but there's really no breakdown of it at the end of the day. It's all under the... Right, I get it.
Yeah.
So that means I'm making love to all my bitches because
I
treat them to the
female.
Satisfaction
I may not
of life.
The female that you are fucking or making love to, but all I can tell you is that I am a female, and there is a clear difference in our heads, whether we agree or disagree with you while you are doing it because you are dicking us down. There is a clear indication in our heads as to fucking, making love, and having sex. And
now,
one,
whatever
we
take, and it could not be making love.
Yeah.
So again.
I said, now, could a lady get a good dick down and it not be making love?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
I never said that it couldn't be.
Basically, Phyllis, like you're trying to...
good.
I need to listen because you're trying to give out some points.
Huh?
I said, if they're against what you're saying, I said they might need to listen because you're trying to give pointers. Me, personally...
For example, in the bathroom, there is a difference between if I'm in the bathroom, I'm taking a shower, you step in the shower with me, you fucking wash me down, rinse me off, start licking my nipples, licking my pussy, step out of the shower, bend me over the fucking sink, go in there, then take me to the room. Versus if I'm in the fucking bathroom brushing my teeth, you come in there, you lift up my bathrobe and just go in and start thrusting. Versus if I'm in the bathroom, you stop me and you tell me to suck your dick. Those are three different levels of sexual encounters all taking place in the bathroom. And you can't tell me that they're all fucking.
That's what I said.
There's three different levels and degrees, and there is a way in which you go about things that determine your outcome and how we label things.
So a role play is a fuck,
Oli,
or is a role play a fuck, or a...
Hold on. Oli, did you want to say something? Okay, she's still playing in the background. So
I'm not really listening to your guys' conversation, like, with my mouth down to the floor, like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Lady Steel, my girl Alex, Lady Steel, goes so hard, though. Like, she really goes, who else is on the line? I'm so sorry, fellas. Who else is on
TGO
the line?
TGO,
the boys from Ladies Night, yo. I love y'all, okay? Who else is in the building? Is there someone else?
It's Pop TGO.
It's all TGO.
All right, yeah, big ups to y'all, yo, okay, this is pregame's finest, right?
I mean, you can't be the finest if you don't take encounters from other people.
Like, for most people, it looks very sexual. I get hit up in my inbox all day, every day with some corny-ass shit. You know, people tell me, oh, I would give you the business or I'll dick you down, but they don't understand that I understand sex on a higher level than they understand it. It's going to take more than your so-called big dick or your so-called skill in sex to really treat me.
You know what I love? Okay. Let's just take, for instance, like, you know, like Lady Steel, like she's Lady Steel, you feel me? you know what I mean? Like, I'm a little more, you know, mellow, whatever, but like there's a lot of women that are like that, whatever, but that don't mean like, you know, with her man, you know what I mean? Like that she get down, you know what I mean? I'm sure, you know, there's plenty of women like that, whatever. But back to the conversation that we was having about, you know, the three ways, whatever, and I just want to hear this from the fellas real quick. You know, I think I heard someone say, you know, that they would go ahead and do it. They a nigga and everything like that. But at the end of the day, like, would you be with that girl? You know what I'm saying? Or are you going to respect her the same way as you would just somebody else? Or, like how? And Brooklyn Black, you know what I mean? This is to you, too, everything like that. So How does that come in?
Well, I would be with her still.
I wouldn't.
I would be with her still if she was doing with two dudes, because I would feel that she's breaking her way to do anything to satisfy me. If she want to do it and I co-sign it, like, yo, well, you go ahead and do it, but just know, or not even to just know, like, it's always the option if you want to do it or not, but I will respect it, like, all right, well, go ahead.
Not me.
But that means you're self-conscious about yourself, brother.
I'm not self-conscious. I just, like, I don't want to know that mine slept with two other dudes.
But think about it, though. If you ask, because I've always went through this, right? I had a girlfriend for a while, and I used to be like, yo, I want a threesome, I want a threesome. And she used to be like, well, what if I want a threesome with two dudes? I'd be like, sure, me and my brother, when he get around, me and him, we could have sex with you. And she'll look at me with a shock look. Like, she figured I would say no and get mad. But in all reality,
but then that's not
a threesome,
that's a train.
Mm-hmm. I call it what you want. It's no such thing as a threesome with a girl.
Baby,
yeah.
Like, come on,
listen, but
really, you
there's no such thing as a threesome.
That's
not a choice. But listen, there's no such thing as a threesome. There's no such thing as a real threesome with two guys and a female. At the end of the day, it's still going to be a train. No homo for my niggas that we on that. But for two guys that have sex with one girl, it's still a train regardless how you look at it. Whatever those two guys might do, if they might get their Cisco Chris Brown situation on the side with the girl, it's still a train on the females.
Lady Steele, hold on. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but
oh,
Lady
Chris
Steele,
Brown,
you want to line real quick?
Yo, ask me, Chris Brown.
No, real talk, though. No. Come on, y'all. What he just said, let's be real. That is straight up double standard.
No, it's not.
It may be.
A threesome with a guy is a train, but being that males are always put under the gun, y'all females gave us that status as that's a threesome opposed to a guy having sex with Lady Steele and then the next chick. It's like, all right, well, we all three of us had sex, so that's a threesome. And then when it comes down to a female having sex with Capo and Fuego, it's like, oh, in her mind, she's like, yeah, I just had a threesome with TGO. But in our mind, it's like, yo, we just ran a train on her. So it
becomes a hoe.
At the end of the day,
he becomes a hoe. But if it's a male,
like,
two women, he's a pimp, right? Like, come on.
Not even. It's a female. She's still a hoe. Because I tell females that I had threesomes, and they be like, "Oh my God, Capo, you are a hoe." And I tell them how. If it was two guys and you, what would that be? And they be like, "That'd be a threesome." So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
How do you look at it?
It's always
going to
be double standard. Depending on the man, you can't escape that. You can't escape it. It's always going to be a double standard. You can't escape that. That's just a part of life.
We hoes then. People in life is hoes. Because everybody has a desire for something different.
All right, well, me personally, as far as being with that person, I don't know. It's all about the individuals. It's all the chemistry is there. Me seeing myself with someone, yeah, if the vibe is good, because I'm the type of person, I'm secure in my manhood and I'm secure with my woman. If I'm doing all the right things, then I know I don't got to worry about her doing things she shouldn't be. So we connected and we're on the same level, then yeah, I can see myself doing well. But that's growing into being in a relationship. But if I'm in a relationship already, seeing myself doing something with another guy and more girl, then do it.
There he go.
I mean, everybody's different. And, you know, different people go through different things. Me, I've been in a relationship for 7 years, so I've been through a lot and I'm trying to know a lot. So everybody's different. But one thing about me, I'm going to give my woman freedom. If I'm doing what I need to do, then I ain't worrying about what she's going to do because I'm handling all my business. That's why I said there's different levels
of
sex. Having sex and making love.
Exactly.
Because I want to make sure that I'm pleasing my woman to the fullest.
Thank you.
And
no insecurity there, right?
None at all. What?
Okay,
I'm gonna
throw this little monkey wrench in the whole conversation real quick. TGO,
you guys are on the road. Y'all do a show. All right, let me see. Johnny Swagger, you've been with your shorty for 5 years, but you on the road away from her. You in, like, motherfucking Kentucky or some shit. You go to your hotel room after you done hit the stage, and there's two chicks in your hotel room talk about getting it on. What are you doing?
I don't know, man. I'll probably be with it. To be honest, it probably would go down.
You must not have a girl right now. Yo, real talk though. Come on, y'all. If he had a girl,
let's get that question. Let's get that question for him. We're gonna retract that. I mean, listen, you're not supposed to put yourself under the gun. I mean, me personally, I'm single. If I did have a woman, it depends on how strong the relationship is with your partner. Because if you're on bad terms with your chick, ladies, y'all keep it real too. Y'all can sit here and try to be, I want to make it work with my own man, but if he's getting on your nerves on a consistent basis, it's always that one person at that right time that's going to come through and something's going to happen. So
that's not true, though. Hold on. Can Oli speak on that, though? But that's not true, though. In a real committed relationship, no matter what, like, you could get in a fight, you could whatever, argue and all that, whatever, but just because you're in an argument don't mean that you're not with that person. That doesn't mean that, I'm going to go ahead and disrespect who I love and who I'm with just because, we fighting. Like, no. Then why am I with you? I might as well just break up with you and then go on to the next one.
But you know the difference between men cheating and women cheating? Men cheat and they don't have no feelings. They can just fuck a girl, like Cabo said.
That's not
true. You know what I'm saying?
There are plenty of women. No, baby. I'm sorry. There are plenty of women out here that do go around and they just do their own thing. You know what I'm saying?
But the majority of women.
Where the fuck are they at?
Majority of women are not like that.
What are you talking about? Walk outside. You on Twitter? You on Facebook? They're everywhere. What are you talking
about?
Yo, come on. These social networks are, I'm sorry, but don't let me go in on that, but these women are everywhere, just like these men are everywhere. Don't let them fool you. You feel me? That doesn't mean that when, you know what I'm saying, I'm just talking about the single ones. That doesn't mean that when they're in a relationship, you know, that they're all good, whatever, but there are plenty of women that do the same thing that men do, you know what I'm saying? Real talk.
You're saying a female in a relationship. You talking about a female in a relationship that been with her man for, let's say, 5 years. She could go around fucking and not have no feelings.
The question
he gave me was, if I was on tour and I've been in a relationship for 5 years and two girls wanted to give me a threesome, how would I handle that? I just said I'd probably most likely do it because I know it's just a fuck and I'm on my way. I'm never gonna see them again. With a female.
But then
she,
you really don't. Love,
with,
I'm telling you right
girl,
now. I'm telling you right now, though, you really don't even love that girl. You might as well tell that girl back home goodbye. For real, you're not done. Like, why are you having this girl? Like, let's just say she's a good girl. She might be doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? But let's just say she's a good girl. Why the hell are you stringing her along? You know what I'm saying? She waiting at home for you with a tight little thing for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like that's sacred, she love you, all that, whatever. You just going to pop off on the first thing that come into your hotel room? I mean, honestly, come on, fellas. That's, you know, I mean, that's kind of A1 nasty, you feel me?
Can I say something back?
How you gonna judge that? When you saying they got clubs that are relationships, people, couples, and sleeping with other couples, that's not A1 nasty?
No, yeah. Well, I wasn't even in the conversation when y'all was speaking about that. There's certain people out there that have preferences. There's certain people. Oh yeah, no, it's okay. But this is Oli speaking, by the way. But there are certain people out there with preferences, and that's their own thing. You know what I'm saying? You cannot judge anybody for what they like or whatever. I'm just saying, if you're in a relationship, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in a relationship
and you on tour. Okay, let's say I'm a female. You know what I mean? Like females, come on, Lady Steele, you know, I'm sure she get hollered at all the time. I get hollered at all the fucking time. Like, come on, yo. Niggas get at us, too. You think that if we was beyond, or I don't know, somebody, whatever. You know what I mean? Niggas will want to just be in the hotel room ready to fuck, or I'm sorry, you know, have sex one time, too. You know, if we're in a relationship, like, I mean, come on.
The difference between men and female is that men holler at female all the time, so y'all used to that. A lot of men are not getting hollered at.
Oh, boo-boo, though. This is 2010, baby. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Women do the same thing, yo. Have y'all seen? Let's say,
That's awful.
I'm just saying, women, like, look.
Oli,
if y'all go on Twitter,
Oli,
I'm telling
Oli,
you, these females.
Wait. Only because I love you, I got to stop you, baby. Oli, we're in 2011, sweetie.
Oh, see, exactly. So I'm saying, you feel me? Like, come on, 2011. These females are doing the same thing, fellas. All right, don't think you're special.
I'm not naive to what's going on. I'm sure with everything people are doing, guys are doing, females are doing, same vice versa. I'm just saying that you guys get hollered at more than men do.
Who am I speaking with? Who is this?
This is Fuego. Now, you just said, every day somebody's trying to holler at you. Every day. A guy doesn't go through that.
That's a lie.
Pop, yeah, exactly. A female can walk 5-block radius, and every block, a nigga will try to talk to her. A nigga walk down 5 blocks, a bitch ain't going to try to talk to him.
Yeah,
my nigga,
yeah, but I bet you that just depends on what block he on.
I'm going to keep it 100. I don't play fair. I'm coming from my point of view. Listen, it's not about who's doing the hollering. It doesn't matter. I'm going back to referring to, excuse me, what's your name? That you said you was the one who did the threesome. What's your name?
Now, she's not on it no more, but her name is Lady Steele.
Well, I was referring
was to her.
Now, when he was saying about the relationship, what I was saying was,
still hung up.
You might be in a relationship, right? And you might be going through problems at that particular time. When I said that, just because you're in a relationship, you cheat. I'm not saying you're just cheating just to cheat. It might be that particular time because I dealt with females who had men who never cheated before, or so they told me, but you're dealing with a person that you don't really want to be with, but you don't know how to leave. So you might be going through problems at the time, and someone comes along at that right time with that right amount of in your system looking good, and things happen. You know what I mean? You don't love that person. It might be that right one.
Exactly.
So should a reason because, like, you're looking up be an excuse, be a pass for you to do that shit?
Say it again.
Because you look it up and she look good at the club?
I ain't get the question.
I'm saying, like, does that give it a pass because you look it up because you're drunk? You know what I mean? Because you're nice and slanted, you got a relationship, and shorty look nice at the club. That gives you the bypass to do that?
No, not at all. If you're in a relationship, you shouldn't be cheating, point blank. You know what I'm saying? But it happens. It happens. We I'm not going to get up here and lie and say, oh, no, nobody cheats. Damn near everybody out here is cheating. Cheating is like the new faithful.
It's all on the strength of the relationship. That's the point where I'm coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
You're secure. If you're happy and you're in a happy relationship, the chance of you cheating is slim. But when you go through problems, you might not do it necessarily right out the gate. But if you've been with a person, X, Y, Z, I'm going to speak from my personal experience. I was with my baby mother 7 years. I didn't cheat at first, but if you're constantly going through problems, and it's like, listen, I can't stand her. She can't stand me. This is not working. I don't know if I want to be here. You got somebody new coming along telling you what you want to hear, treating you how you want to be treated. Listen, you might just meet at the club. You drunk.
You better say goodbye. Hold on. You This is what I'm talking about as men, as women. You know what I'm saying? That's when you have to step up and be like, okay, you know what? Before I go ahead and disrespect you, I'm going to go ahead and respect you real quick.
That's in a perfect world. We're in a perfect world. You've been in a relationship for a long time. You got a lot invested. Some people got kids. You love this person, but you hate them at the same time. So is everybody, you're strong in your beliefs.
That means the devil's getting into you and you falling into lust, homeboy. Like, real talk.
It's all on the individual. That's just your opinion. You can't force your opinion onto mine. You're strong. Everybody's not built like that. Some people, when you're in love, it's hard for you to just walk away. I'm coming from my personal experience. It wasn't just easy for me to just walk away. I said, I want to try to make this work, but it's not working at this time. This looking like this might be a new situation. I'm going to see how that works. That might not work. Now go back. So it's, to you, I give you a lot of respect if you could just walk away. Because it takes a lot of balls and a lot of guts to do that. Reality in a situation, I guarantee if you take a survey, the chances of a lot of people feeling like you are going to be slim. Because love is not so easy to deal with. When you got a lot of feelings and emotions, it's hard for you just to say, I'm not going to do this no more. My opinion.
Yeah, even when you feel like there's no reason to be in a relationship, you still feel like there's something to hold on to.
I'm not justifying cheating because it's wrong, but it happens.
It definitely is wrong.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, so you know, ain't knowing that means the man is trying to shut us down. Big shout out, Cash Administration, bringing us in the pregame homecoming weekend. Mash out to TGO for coming through, hitting uptown. Fuego, man. I'm not even saying nothing about Fuego. I done got tracks I gotta be getting up on here. Man, Fuego, please keep doing your thing. I appreciate it. Shout out to Young High, Cremaz, pregame approved daughters. So, of course, y'all already know what that includes. They get on the mixtape and all that other good stuff. And the showcase is coming up, so please stay tuned with us. Later on tonight, 11 p.m., we got H-Squared in the building. So get with us. I'm going to leave you guys out once again with some TGO and, you know, some TGO just to smooth things out, I guess, you know, just to bring it out, you know what I mean? Of course, I know normally we end up with the Cypher Leave or something light, but I guess they have higher engagement, so it's all well and good. So shout out to everybody who came through, everybody who called in, everyone who logged on. I appreciate y'all. Tune in to us later on tonight. But we about to get out of here, so peace, good night, wrap it up, don't drink and drive, call a cab, don't be stupid, you dig? Come play a game with us tomorrow night, and we up out of here.
Tell me why you mad, hun.
Wow.
Perfect nine, good times away the bad one.
Uh-huh.
Music lasting, trying to figure out what happened. Our love story turns into a thriller, Mike Jackson. Mind cloudy, but I try to stay focused.
Uh-huh.
With a sober mind is hopeless,
yeah.
So a nigga keep smoking.
Yeah.
Who's the dopest?
Me,
you're gonna see it. Listening to your friend's advice and you don't need it. Must I repeat it? They don't wanna see you smiling, girl. Or sipping drinks with umbrellas on the island, girl. It's your world, just want the keys to the city. She's so insecure, baby girl is so pretty. Blame me, oh really? Now it's my fault. We glow alone, but together get our shine on. So stressed that I gotta put my slimes on. But it's over, I can't get my rewind on. Only time will tell what's gonna happen. First you love me, then you hate me. Just like a fatal attraction. No movie or Mike Douglas. You say you hate me, won't you try loving it? No, well, I ain't fuck it. I hear you talking hard buried in the coffin. Another bitch of love to fill the hill that you walk in. That's not a threat, it's a promise, babe. I regret that I tried to change. Now I have my feelings like Osama, man. Sick of all the games. Same shit, just a different day. Same story, just a different page. Same Dutch, just a different. Hey, how my ride go a different way. Now my high's gone, going in circles just like a cyclone. Never been a quitter, but you asked for it, so I'm gone. Mind blown, I gave you a fair warning. Let's see how you feeling all lonely in the morning.
Morning.
Hey.
let you know. I really got feelings for you. I really care about you. But, I don't know if I can really do this no more. That's it. Sorry.
Hey baby, I thought I'd let you know I'm living, and I still love you even if the love is from a distance. I know your heart is broken and it can't be fixed with stitches, and my pride won't allow me to beg you for forgiveness. You told me over and over I wouldn't listen, cause the fame is like a drug, I swear it blurred my vision. Reminiscing like Mary did, I can't help it. Remember when you walked away and asked me was it worth it. Stressed, you didn't deserve it. All those nights you was hurting, till you finally found the strength to tell me it wasn't working, working. I should've known you were serious, but I brushed it off thinking you bugging. You just probably got your period. I wasn't hearing it, I couldn't balance time between you, the streets, and of course my career and shit. Money versus love, the paper's what I'm chasing. So your loving got away, but I'm strong, I'ma make it.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying, yeah. I know that I'll be here doing trying. This is what I got to do, no one's losing you. My heart's love for you.
I heard you're doing great. I've seen Patrice and L. I can't complain about life, cause she treats me well. Quan is good money. Pop is still hungry. Leak is still speeding. Stacks, he's still eating. The team's great, oh yeah. Foot that good looks. He's still fucking with your friends, so that's a good look. I'm a little lonely. Some friends was really phony, but I'm still doing my thing, baby. You know me. Remember those rainy nights we would turn off our phones? Now I'm fucking all these girls, but I still feel alone. I guess what I'm trying to say is you could come home. If you want, we could start a new us. A new beginning, new love, a new trust. Or we could just be friends and do us. God bless you, baby. Hallelujah. Toast to the past and the future.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying.
Bottles and a glass, I'm in lime green, everything, so she had to ask.
Usher, holler, UV, Sag, and a crew here. Top down music, a rolling by throwing deuces up. Everybody getting it, bro. What you make excuses for? Everybody got those. What you call them excuses for? You see me logo this big and bright, ain't no confusing us.
I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass.
VIP, we over here at EIP, yep. Surrounded by a couple of sipping on that freaky beat.
Yep.
It's my off day, drove one L and bought me. Probably why they on me and why I can't keep them off me. I'm Murph Dirty, bitch, cleaner than the kitchen flow. The shoes I got on, I call them hoes, tip or so. No, they don't come out, hit the flow and I dumb out. St. Louis don't talk about, talk about. Side to side with my joint out.
Yeah.
Miss a take her down through her. And mama kept saying I'm the man of this new year. And Murphy Lee playing, I'm just saying it's what I do her. A certified lunatic and everything knew her. Just watch me, cuz
I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass. I'ma hit the flow and I got ass.
My jeans fresh from the cleanest man, fitted pocket full of change.
Damn, boy, you clean.
You ain't gotta tell me.
Yeah, that. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Who you looking for?
Wine, cheapin' on that wealth and pine.
convoying with something fine. I know it's not my party, but I seem to steal the shine. I do this without trying, right? Okay, I'm lying. I wore this on purpose. I love to win every time. I'm fly every time. Colorful every time. I've been there dying to be keep wonderful every time. It's hard to be me, bro. My pockets be too swole. That's why when y'all be seeing me, I walk like my knees broke. I dress for my people. The St. Louis peep show. I know my chain caught your eye. Look at my feet, though.
I'm talking 16's better than
who? Him?
All y'all. Too much like us. That's your first downfall. We on the giddy mission. Starched up. True religion, Mercedes, new edition, Hancock group missing. You see me everywhere, head rest, license plate. Didn't have a logo, so fuck it, I use my own face. Cold like the winter time, hungry like dinner time. You ain't gotta like me, but shit, you can call me anytime. Meet you at the finish line, looking like a winner. St. Louis Center, I stand out like a sinner. 6'10", hard 5'9", God body. Too much for my damn self, ask anybody.
What's all the fuss? I can see you moving, but you ain't saying nothing. What's all the fuss? I can see you moving, but you ain't saying nothing.
love my chick when she's on a perm. Hold on, you make me kinda nerve. You know the type that likes to start a fight, but wouldn't spark a light in the middle of the night. Let me switch the scene and put him with his boys. He's the loudest thing on the block making noise. He must be important, not from around here, cause the words that I'm hearing sound kinda weird. Let me try and translate, cause the words that I'm hearing, it sounded kinda blatant. His chest is so poked, I like he mad after day, cause I'm
trying to keep talking, what's all fuck.
Nigga, BSB that gang, nigga. Always keep that thing, nigga. Watch what you say to me, nigga. Don't play with me. I kill you niggas up and down, left and right from A to Z. Nigga, you a rash. I get rid of you with this A and D. Pussy nigga, but act like he's Bishop and Juice. Bad dinner in your pocket, now this nigga the truth. You can catch me in the hood, Yankee fitted, champion sweater, Timberland boots. No one can do it better. I'ma go get a smack fire out you niggas. Put the Eminem to the cannon. Mariah ass niggas, get it. I made you look, but they really shooting. You a dick in a butt ass nigga, Marcus Houston. Fuck you haters, keep talking shit.
Like flagrant when donating is stopping my destination, trying to hold me back, not knowing I'm eager as all. The pride in my profession that's not letting me fall. I'm ready to brawl with the heavens if my name isn't said. Cause why the fuck can't I live if I ain't ready for bed? I ain't ready to sleep, so why you sell me a story about how I could have been? All you do is making me groggy, wiping my eyes from the disgust of seeing others awake as I wait to debate while my steak isn't smothered. From the source of the riches, I want the source of your bitches to leave me the fuck alone and allow me to go the distance. Matter of fact, to hell with patience, I ain't waiting for no one. It's my time to shine, I shouldn't wait for the sun. No more in the background, I'm leaping off of the page like Bo Prince in a world war calling the end of your days. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead. If I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed,
determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a sinner. I done been through a hot mess with nothing but a sponge. No bucket to help me clean, help us to get it done. Been on my own since my throne fell from the seed of a mixed breed of sadness, hatred and greed. So how you dogs wanna take me like a cat or a pussy? Either way, I prove you wrong soon as you try to push me. All I need is my fam, friends, a hole in a bong to conquer the world by morning in the path that I'm on. So before you play me, make sure you don't play me. Cause if I get played before played, I'ma play. See, you wanna make it a game, believe that I'm gonna win. You picking the field, I'm picking how to break the news to your kin. My hunger suits me, can't you tell from my size? I'm the type of dude to eat you alive while in my stride, tearing your hide with my dreams of being only the best. So until death, whatever, I got no regrets. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praises to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm a cynic. I'm doing this for the mortgage, put a roof overhead, clothes on our backs, food consumed in a comfortable bed for my daughter, my wife. Start a beginning for an end, so with passion I slaughter any life with a pad and a pen. Turn foes to my friends, off the fear I project. No matter the outcome of any match, I'm winning respect. So when I eject you out of the very top spot, you gon' drop like an avalanche over the rocks. Crashing hard against the ground, then a building implosion. I'm the water rotting you from within like pipe corrosion. Supposing I never make it, it's something I never pose. Guando me determination is making sure that I grow slow. For those who want to stand, I'm a cause and a fall. With a blow to the system call, like catching heaven and soul. Take heed to my call of arms when war is approaching. Wear your best gear and you're fitted for your end that I'm hosting. Determined, like going to war against my people for the sake of showing you I'm more than just your equal. Determined, like killing your Christ to give praise to my God to prove to you my belief in what I do is hard. Determined, like eating flesh from off of the dead if I was trapped in a cave and needed it to be fed. Determined to face the lynch mob of the critics who perceive me to be whack till I prove I'm acidic.